easiest way to remember us is just 99.1
and 92.3
FM Talk.
35 degrees in Reno right now. It's coming. Winter storm warning is on until, my gosh, it really starts up late tonight. If you have to go over the hill, do it now. Because they're talking snow and rain, starting with the snow, and yes, down to the valley floor, and then rain later on. So it's going to have a big impact. Biggest winter storm so far this year, this season, I should say. We'll talk about that later. I got on the topic of the border, as you just heard on Fox News, what's going on in Congress, typical nothing, but they were about to do a deal. Trump snapped his fingers, and all of a sudden now it's an about face on border security. The deal is bad. It's a Biden trick. The border can wait. We're going to put it on hold till next year. And now the mighty few in Congress have sworn to obstruct any sort of agreement, and the Trump choir on social media has turned to ripping those who support a border deal just as viciously as the week before when they ripped those who opposed a border deal. And anybody who raises a question about it, you're a rhino or a deep state swamp creature. And so it is that the Republican Party has been ordered by its presumptive leader to abandon the protection of the American people. 884-9910. Sure you have something to say about that, and the hundreds of thousands will continue to stream across the border as it stands now. Eagle Pass, Texas, is almost the Normandy beach of this century's great invasion, and Donald Trump says we should do nothing, at least not until he can take credit for it. And you say, well, what the hell is going on here? Am I wrong? His argument apparently is that it's better to suffer another 2 or 3 million to infiltrate our homeland than for him to lose a campaign advantage, that we must suffer a problem to go unsolved so he can boast of solving that problem further down the road, which is crazy. I'm in a fantasy world. I mean, it just doesn't make sense, because we know that a half loaf is better than no loaf, and it'll hold you until you get a good meal. Right? A border deal with Biden and Schumer, forced by Republican pressure on behalf of the American people. It's going to be partial. It's imperfect, but a hell of a lot better than doing nothing. When you need life-saving surgery, getting in the ambulance can do you some good until you get to the operating room. You know, I'm talking like my dad here. A border deal now is getting in the ambulance. It lets the patient survive until the next election hires a new surgeon. Refusing a border deal that we forced the Democrats to make, kind of ridiculous, right? It shows the American people that the Republican Party is maybe too much about politics and not the principles that we believe in a conservative culture. We do one thing because our consciences tell us to, and we do another thing because Trump tells us to. It seems like a great way to, you know, mess up things and lose the election, too. But that's exactly what the party seems to be about to do. And at the end of the day, you know, I want my president to love the country, and I have real doubts that Joe Biden loves the country. And if Donald Trump is going to say no border deal, not till I'm elected, you know, then it calls to my mind a serious question whether he loves the country either. I do have, and I'm sure you have, a very good friend who is 110% behind Donald Trump. Nothing he says or does will change his mind. He tells me, this friend of mine, that the way Trump works is he uses reverse psychology. He says what he doesn't want so that the Democrats do the exact opposite. I say fine, just secure the border. However, which weather, wherever, just lock the darn thing down, even a little bit. It's time to stop the invasion, not next year, this year. Agree or disagree, 884-9910. I am full of topics today. Folks, is there a good Buy It for Life product that you know about? Is there a brand you trust that has truly lived up to what you paid for it. I'm having trouble finding these lately. My favorite shoe and clothing brand has gone the cheap, made in China. Well, not even China, Vietnam route. There are things like appliances that we pay good money for that seem to be engineered to last just 3 or 5 years. And there are things that don't last more than 2 years at my house. Cordless vacuum cleaner batteries, water picks, and car covers. They don't last. I'm a Carhartt clothing guy, but Carhartt and Lands' End products, jackets, shirts, and pants are now licensed out to offshore manufacturers. The heavy-duty Carhartt t-shirts and hoodies, they're not as heavy-duty, and they weigh less now. I know. I buy this stuff all the time. They're products, and you look at the label, the Carhartt products are made in India now. Wrangler denim jackets. Oh, no, not them. They're thinner now. They're not as much stitching. Is there a clothing brand you recommend? I miss my Levi's and my Hart Schaffner Mark suits the way they used to be. Now, certain things, they last longer than they used to. Cars, boy, I can remember when cars were good for 40, 60,000 miles, and it was a big deal to see a car that made it over 100,000 miles, and now it's a big deal if they go over 300,000 miles. Tires seem to have a longer mileage lifespan, too, although I have to go to the garage today to see if I need a new rim after a vicious pothole attack on West 4th Street. By the way, yes, the potholes are back. We had a couple of storms there, freezing and melting and breaking up the roads. Normally, they don't really bother me as much, but this car that my wife has the very thin wall tires, and they are nothing but trouble. They call them the trim sidewall tires or the low profile tires where, you know, it's only like an inch of tire that you see on the side. You pull in alongside a curb, get too close, you scratch your wheel. $400 refinishing job right there. And there's not enough cushion to survive a pothole on the highway with those tires. Bring back those big, fat, white walls. Money is hard to come by, you know. These are still inflation times. We live in Bidenomics. People are budgeting for necessities. We all are watching our pennies, and then bang, all of a sudden you have a new expense, and you got to pay because somebody didn't maintain the roads. And we had to wait a long time last year after winter for pothole repairs. Remember that? They said they were going to fix them all in the spring. But couldn't you just go around in a truck and do some temporary fills? Well, John, they'll just come out again. Yeah, but until they do, there's going to be less damage to people's cars, less wheel realignments. Gosh, we're complaining, just like our grandfathers, about the potholes on the road. Potholes haven't changed. That's the one product that is still the same. Let's go to the phone, 884-9910. Products that last. I think this is very good information for folks to know. You know, keeps you from wasting money on products that only last 2 years. Let's go to Joe in Reno. Hey, Joe, good morning. Hey. I'm glad you called. Hey.
Good morning, John. Hey, product that lasts is my Kirby vacuum I've had for 20 years. Thing keeps on going. It's incredible.
Well, here's the thing, Joe. It's kind of interesting when people say, oh, this product has lasted me 20 years. You're talking about a Kirby vacuum that was made 20 years ago. I'm concerned with how they're making Kirby vacuums now, because we all know Land's End and Levi's and Wranglers and Carhartt were incredible buy-it-for-life products. But the new ones are what I'm concerned about.
In fact, I've had a couple of friends buy the new ones. I want to get a new one. I got to save up for it a little bit. But, they're made the same. They're made out of metal. I've had nothing but good responses from friends that have had them. and I have the new ones. But there's a shop down in Reno off of Moana, Kirby store. They've been really helpful. I brought mine in for service and supplies there, and they've been incredibly great.
You know what? It counts a lot that there's metal. I was talking to an appliance repairman who, sad to say, they make frequent visits to my house. And the washers and the dryers, and all plastic parts, you know, especially the washers, plastic parts, they don't last. He says the only washer manufacturer that has the old style metal parts, and the only one he recommends is Speed Queen. I didn't even know they made those for people. I see them in laundromats.
I didn't even know they made Speed Queens anymore.
Yeah. Well, the catch is they cost probably like double what your plastic part, LG or whatever Samsung that you buy now. The fact is washers and dryers last 4 years, and in the old days they lasted close to 20. And everybody, we all know that, you know, and it's a tragedy. It's like planned obsolescence. I think Craig taught me that fancy word.
I do know the Kirby's have always had lifetime warranties on them, including the new ones. So that's why I picked mine up years ago.
All right. Where do you get those, Joe?
Beat that. There's a store down on Moana next to Joseph's. I believe it's called Kirby Land.
Kirby Land. Wow. Okay. I got to go to Kirby Land. Honey,
well,
let's
go
to Kirby Land. Yeah. No,
well, I
just check
wanted
that
to put
out.
My 2 cents in.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Joe. I appreciate it.
You got it.
Wife, bye-bye. Yeah. Wife spent a fortune on a Dyson, and it's a stick vacuum. And if the Dyson has something in it, like lint or I don't know what, it will just stop. And you have to take it apart. And I've done it before, and it starts working again. But this last time, after taking it apart, it never came back on. It's only 2 years old, you know. And when I, you know, found out how much a battery costs to replace on a Dyson stick vacuum, it was like, oh, are you kidding me? Unbelievable. I've talked to people about this, and they said get a corded vacuum. They're stronger. And get a bag vacuum, because the bagless vacuums, that's where you get the dust and the dirt and everything and the mechanism, and that shortens the lifespan. All right, back to the phone. Let's go to Nick calling about immigration. You're calling from Wellington. Nick, I'm glad you called. Good morning.
Yeah, hi, John. Just in relation to that bill coming out of the Senate, it sounds like they want to let 1.8 million in per year. That doesn't sound like a closed border to me. Just want to pass that along.
No, that was the deal, right? Yeah, well, it's better than millions, I guess. Just do something.
I don't see how it is. If you're going to shut it off, shut it off.
Yeah.
That's all I got to pass along.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call. 884-9910. I'm John Potter, live and local each and every Saturday, 9 to noon. Back in a few minutes, again, 884-9910. We'll talk to you. All right, FM News Talk time, 1120.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk.
News Time, 99.1 and 92.3.
Hi, friends. John Potter, 884-9910. Number to call. Only got like a half hour left here. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. And boy, I've been a bit complainy today about products and also about the border. And I recognize how ugly complaining sounds. And I don't want to sound ugly, especially considering how good looking I am in person. Kind of stunningly so. But in this unique world, even though we really hate to hear it, sometimes bitching works, you know. In life, it usually doesn't. But sometimes, if you hold just enough pressure to some company or government department officials, sometimes, occasionally, things can happen. And I'm not trying to be a jerk. I actually appreciate the folks who actually go out and make products in America and tend to things like the border. And I'm just not so sure about the management of, say, like the state government. But this is also, at the end of the day, just a matter of having good supervision when it comes to the border. And here's another one about products. Bought a box of microwave popcorns at the supermarket yesterday. I hate to break this news to you. The microwave bags are smaller. Now, the popcorn settings on our microwaves, because of this, are now too long. See? Messing everything up. This is Costco. Costco microwave popcorn. The bags are smaller. And since hot dogs are now smaller than they used to be, now the hot dog buns don't match. It's you got to tear off one end, or you get a mouthful of bread. The whole thing is, Craig, is just ponderous, man. Just ponderous.
I noticed that with the hot dogs the other day when I cooked one that was said bun length, and it was not quite even bun length.
No, it wasn't. And if it's long, then it's too skinny. Can I eat? Hey, speaking of Costco, the chicken wings that they have in their ready to eat section of foods are amazing. They're just, there's the great size, great price, and there's something about the way that Costco cooks chicken that is just amazing. I fully endorse the Costco chicken wings. That I think it's kind of a new thing. You know, they have the rotisserie chickens. We all know that. But they've taken the meat off the rotisserie chickens themselves and selling just the meat only in a bag. And by the way, have you heard, the rotisserie chickens are not going to be in those plastic containers anymore. They're going to be in a bag, which I think is a great idea, because I never could fit the original rotisserie chicken Costco plastic thing in my refrigerator. It took up way too much room. And obviously they're doing this for environmental purposes too. All that plastic, it was just huge. But now it's going to be in a bag, pretty much like they did with the mixed nuts. Used to be in a plastic container. I saved the last one, so I just go from the bag into the plastic container for the mixed nuts. So, tough issues. That's what I tackle here.
And you do it so well.
I was
noticing the same thing with the chicken in the bags.
They're doing it at Walmart. Is it already?
Been doing it at Walmart. They don't have the plastic container like they used to, or very rarely, but now it's a bag that the chicken fits in. So I'd hate to be the one stuffing that chicken in the bag in the back in the deli section when they cook it.
How is the Walmart rotisserie chicken?
I like it. Comparing to Costco, I'd say Costco has the lead, but not by much.
You see, now some people do not like the Costco rotisserie chicken. They say it's way too salty. Of course, I'm a salty guy. I kind of like it. It's very tender, melt in your mouth. It's just perfect. You know, you put it in your car smells like that chicken. You can't wait to get home and dive into it.
So you're actually open the package and nibbling it while you're driving down the road?
Well,
am I giving away secrets, John?
I also endorse as a supermarket, it's my least favorite, but they do make a really good rotisserie chicken. And better yet, their rotisserie chickens are different tastes, blends. They have spicy, they have mild, they have barbecue flavor rotisserie chickens, and that's Save Mart. I think that's kind of brilliant. You can pick the type of rotisserie chicken by the flavor that they put on that chicken at Save Mart. Save Mart also has great bakeries. I don't know if you knew that, folks, but it's pricey. You pay for it. All right. I feel like Betty Crocker here. 884-9910 is our number to call. We're into our final half hour. Open topic. Bye. I've hit on the border and products, and we're going to talk about the weather and the oncoming storm up next, getting the very latest. What's your prediction? What do you think we're going to get out of this? 884-9910, got a break for Fox News on 99.1 to 92.3 FM Talk. I'm John Potter, FM News Talk Time, 1129.
99.1, the FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
Hello, John Potter, live and local. Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. Topics, well, all over the place. I have a short attention span. One of the topics we hit on, brands that last. A lot of brands have been very disappointing lately. They've changed. They make more stuff offshore, more plastic parts, and whatever you can swear by will benefit, I think, the rest of our listeners out there. Tom calling from Reno. Hey, Tom, I'm glad you called. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. I heard your last one of your callers. I'm the owner of the Kirbyland store. So I just wanted to say, yeah. Wow. In fact, I've been doing it for 40 years, and I'll tell you, the new product that's out now is probably one of the best products Kirby's ever made. They're still metal. They're lifetime warranties. They shampoo. They work. They do everything.
I thought you guys were mainly door-to-door selling.
Yeah.
I didn't know you had a storefront.
Yeah, we do a storefront. We do service, repairs, supplies, things of that sort as well.
Mm-hmm.
But it's,
do you do the door-to-door at all anymore? Like the Fuller Brush guy, remember him? You do. Okay.
We still do. And do a lot of referrals as well with our clients because I work in the Carson Valley, Reno area, so most people know me. I've been doing it for so long.
And they haven't changed the product at all over the past 20 years, right?
In fact, I'd say they've gotten better. We're still American-made. We're in Cleveland, Ohio. They still have lifetime warranties for the consumer. So when they pick them up, as long as you take care of them, you service them here and there, they'll last you forever.
What do you think of Dyson?
It's like anything else out there.
I can't believe how much Kathy paid for that Dyson.
Oh yeah, and these cordless machines, the bagless that are out there, they're terrible. They're going to last.
This is what I heard. If you don't have a bagged vacuum and you rely on the bagless, that too much dirt gets in the mechanism.
Yeah, they get in the motor. They clog it up. Okay. And Kirby's still got a bagged system, but they're filtrated, so they filter down to 0.3 micron. Which is the same as like an air purifier. So the bad stuff stays in, good stuff stays out.
You know, Tom, it used to be that you built something better than everybody else, and you were the brand that people bought. And everybody seems to be going this cheap, cheap route. And things not lasting, very frustrating, really.
Oh, yeah. In fact, over the years that I've been working for the company, It's the gap gets bigger. There's us and everybody else. And everything else out there is very compatible with each other, but a Kirby's in a classification by itself.
You're like the Speed Queen, which is a lot more expensive, but if you factor out how many years it lasts, you actually save money. I have the Cadillac of blenders. You know the Vitamix, right? Used to be all metal. Don't put anything plastic on it. Well, they did. Now it has plastic. Well, you know, anyway.
Yeah,
they still
cost the same, too. The new machines nowadays, they're made very well. In fact, I'm still impressed. Because if there was a machine that came out and beat us, I don't think I'd work for the company anymore.
All right, my friend. I appreciate your calling, Tom.
All right. Well, you have a great day. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Kirbyland in Moana.
Sounds like a theme park.
Almost. We do have a train set.
What's your prediction for the Super Bowl, my friend?
Oh, I'm going with the Niners.
Niners, okay. Gotcha.
Absolutely.
Appreciate the call, Tom. Take care.
All right, you have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
The Super Bowl. 2020, folks. 2020 was a leap year with a Chiefs versus Niners Super Bowl and Trump versus Biden election. 2024 is back. And here we are again. But if we can get through this weekend with no football, it should be great at the Super Bowl. And I'm so happy it's in Nevada. Right. What? The first time, right? Las Vegas, 8 days away from mayhem in Vegas. I checked the rooms, $11,000, and they are not even the penthouse suites. These are the regular rooms. The wagering, let me see, it opened up at, I think the Niners were 2-point favorites, but then people started betting on KC, and that went down to 1 point. And then more money for the Niners, and the spread went to 1.5. Now, KC, they won 2 away games to get to the Super Bowl, and Detroit almost beat the Niners, and the Packers had them on the ropes. But I want to cheer for Mr. Irrelevant. You know, I have, I'm partial toward people who were underestimated, I guess is the word. That's an amazing story about Purdy and the Niners. Look at me talking sports, which I didn't know anything about. I blame Taylor Swift. My story about having breakfast downtown and the woman who asked me, you know, if I'm, did I bet on the Super Bowl? I said, I can't predict anything, even if Taylor Swift is going to be there. And she goes, I hate her. You can't reason. All right, let's get to the weather. It is turning cold and stormy again. Big time. The storm we heard was coming today is now moving in tomorrow morning. And it's a big storm. It really depends on what the snow level is going to be with this. Snow tomorrow, I would say for sure on this, looking at the radar pictures as I'm doing, and rain on Monday, and lots of flooding for California. Up to 7 inches of rain predicted for Los Angeles, which means about 94% of California's population is at risk for flooding, 94% translating to 37 million people facing flooding in California. You go west on 80 past Auburn, from the way the radar looks right now, you should run into it. And, of course, it's headed this way. I'm not complaining. We need it. Our Sierra snowpack is actually below average at this moment. But the heavy snowfall is coming to the mountains tomorrow morning, 1.5 feet for Tahoe lake level. If you need to get over Donner Pass, do it tonight. 3 to 5 inches of snow on the valley floor. Reno and Carson City, the snow is expected tomorrow. Snowplows, did you hear that? Snowplow? Well, can't somebody plant some tomatoes, really? 3 to 5 inches, they say, of snow possible for the valley floor, Reno, and Carson City. I predict I'll be dissatisfied. And, the question with this ice storm is, will the governor cancel work for state employees again? And what about schools? Be sure to catch KKFT's Craig Swope with the news on Monday morning for that. President Biden is making a campaign stop in Las Vegas tomorrow. Of course, now our local TV news, they really play up the President Biden is coming to Nevada. And it's always Las Vegas. You know, that's not our Nevada. Early voting for the Nevada primary ended yesterday. Primary election day here is on Tuesday. The primary results are expected by Thursday. Thursday also happens to be the day of the Nevada GOP caucus, starting pretty late at 5 p.m. that day, Thursday. The primary moot, as the caucus is what will assign delegates. Trump is the only serious candidate in the caucus, as the alternative is a Binkley, is the person's name. So unless Trump gets, well, he's going to get all the Nevada delegates, right? You have a problem with that? You take it up with Michael McDonald and the Nevada GOP. The Democrat primary is not much better. No Robert Kennedy Jr. on that ballot. It's just Biden and a bunch of no-names. And we know this is a DNC playbook, right? They admitted to interfering with the primary when Bernie was going up against Clinton. So the RNC can do whatever they want, and the election is going to be another Sophie's Choice, folks, for American politics. You have a right to feel ripped off. Today is the South Carolina Democrat primary. What a non-event that is. But the South Carolina Republican primary is a big one. That's now 3 weeks away. Latest polls show Donald Trump 26 points ahead of Nikki Haley. But I just saw a Quinnipiac poll, which Trump has dropped in the poll numbers with that survey company. And I think it has something to do with this no deal on the border. And I think that will end up hurting him to some degree. But, you know, if he's that far ahead of Nikki Haley, he's going to win that one in South Carolina. And I'm sure we'll be very gracious to his opponent, as always. But it's just sad to me that this whole race is over now. And at my age, you know, I've been through a lot of exciting presidential primaries. I feel gypped this time. We don't get our audition phase of this reality show this time. Election campaigns were exciting. This one, I feel snubbed as a citizen. Trump is leading in the national polls now over Biden. My Democrat friends say they're not worried. Oh, it's a long time before the election. Yeah, Biden's whole card is time. Speaking of age, does it strike you amazing that Bill Clinton has been out of office for 25 years and he's still younger than both of them? The only people excited about this matchup are companies that build ramps for debate stages. By the way, first debate, Museum of Natural History. I hope you catch it. It's 11:46. We're going to take a break for our last segment coming back. I'm John Potter, live and local every Saturday morning, 9 to noon, on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 11:46.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area.
They are bringing more illegals every day.
On one radio station.
At this point, I just kind of assume every politician is dirty.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
You know, I spent several years predicting weather on TV, and there have been times when I predicted a storm and had egg on my face the next day. Nothing happened.
Yeah, but being a weatherman is where you can get more than 50% wrong and still have a job. If you did that,
and hear that
all
we
the
hear
time.
That, all right, that's the number one thing people would say, and they think they're being funny. Actually, it's probably they're correct 60% of the time now, thanks to computers and AI and everything. You can now predict pretty accurately the next 8 days or 9 days of weather. But anyway, back to the storm that's on the way. I don't think it's going to disappoint. I don't think we're going to have egg on our face. I think now the National Weather Service has 3 to 5 inches of snow on the valley floor. What do you think we're going to get? And by the way, that's Reno and Carson City. Craig, what do you think we're going to get?
Let's see. My prediction would be based on what they predicted for the Tahoe Basin this weekend and or earlier this week, and we didn't get, I'm going to say probably 1 to 2 inches on the valley floors.
Oh, really?
I'm dropping it, yeah.
All right.
That atmospheric river stuff is heading to our south, so it's you know, we're going to get a storm, but it's not going to be like, you know,
you're right, it is.
Storm.
It is heading to the south, but the computer models show it hitting us first and then dropping to the south and drenching Vegas. So I think we're going to get the first impact, and I think it's very possible. I'm looking at, gosh, I'll go on the high number. I'll go on the overcard or whatever. But don't you wish you could bet on this in casinos? Why not?
Well, they probably have thought about it. I know they're probably betting on it for the Super Bowl.
God, that'd
that
be
fun. You could bet on everything for the Super Bowl.
I would love to have betting on the weather. That's a great idea.
They're betting on whether betting on whether Taylor Swift is going to make it back from Japan in time to go to the game. I mean, I'm serious. That's one of the items.
People who complain about her, oh, she's on. They keep showing her during the football games. You know, did you see that study where somebody took all the games and they figured out that on average, the camera shots show Taylor Swift, 23 seconds a game? There was one game they showed her for a total of 40 seconds. I told one person this. I said, Joe, it adds up to what else do you want during that? There's no football going on when they show her, you know? Well,
I want to see the sports announcers talking. Anything but.
I don't get the hate for Taylor Swift. You know, you have to admire people who are talented and make themselves successful without government and everything providing everything for them. Anyway, 884-9910. Yeah, as Craig was mentioning, Vegas, the storm is moving south. So Vegas is right now looking ahead to heavy rain, too. All right, let's go to the phones. Kevin calling from Carson City, products that work. Brand names. Yes, let's give a shout out to the manufacturers who still make quality in this country. Kevin, I'm glad you called. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, sir. I got a product that really is highest quality. I know everybody seems to have a cell phone these days, and a lot of times the volume on it, you know, unless you're right next to it, you can really not hear, like if you're listening to a podcast or music or something. Well, there's a company called Alltech Lansing that makes excellent...
Oh, they make speakers, right?
Yeah, they're Bluetooth speakers. And yeah. I'm not technologically inclined these days. Used to be, but not so much anymore. But these things sink in right away. They always work. They've got their own batteries. Batteries last about 8-10 hours for a recharge. And they actually have real people that speak English. You can call for customer service if you got a question.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, that is
fantastic.
Nice.
Like you're listening to a podcast or you're a repeat of your show or something on the cell phone, and you just click one button, it comes on, and 2 or 3 seconds later, there you are coming through a beautiful, quality, high-quality sound system.
You know, you hit on something because I spend a lot of time on customer service phone lines, and it's I've talked to a French guy just a couple of days ago on customer service. Americans do not work the customer service phone lines. And
well, most customer service anymore is terrible, but these folks got it. They got people there that'll talk to you, and they all speak English, and they know what they're talking about.
Well, that's great. The only good experience I had with people speaking English and taking the phone call right away is probably Discover Card, although the last time I called them, it was it started to get long, and I thought to myself, oh, no, not them.
Oh, yeah. Discover's the most best credit card I have. Their customer service is outstanding as far as I've ever been able to tell.
Yeah, that's another good brand, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Hey, I got to go. Have a good weekend, John.
All right, Kevin. All right. Thank you, Kevin. I got to say about those customer service lines, I'm sorry, corporations, but you can't always be experiencing a higher volume of calls than average. I mean, that's not how averages work. You know what I'm saying? Craig, we got a text, did we not? Well, yeah, did we? I'm sorry, did we get a text, you said?
Oh, yes. Sorry. Doing my engineering consulting
Oh, big shot.
Extra. Sorry. All right. Let's see. We got a message from the last four digits of the phone number ending in 1960. That gives you about 200 million other phone numbers to go. ACAL clothing is good. Made in the USA. Only crappy thing is it's online. But everything is well made and quality.
What's the name again?
ACAL. A-C-A-L.
ACAL. Because I'll tell you, there's nothing more heartbreaking when it comes to brands that they don't make it like they used to. There's nothing more heartbreaking than seeing your classic old clothing labels. I go to Carhartt. They have a store at Sierra Summit. I was there a couple of days ago. I know Carhartt jackets and shirts and T-shirts. And I picked up a Carhartt T-shirt at Carhartt that does not weigh as much as a Carhartt T-shirt does. And these labels, made in India, I think it is. But Carhartt, Wrangler, Levi's, you're breaking my heart here. And it's getting to the point where if you want quality clothing that lasts a long time, you got to go to the thrift store, those vintage stores. There's a lot of people who buy clothes, never wear them, and they end up at the thrift shops, and there you find the ones with the great stitching and such that last a very long time. Patagonia, I hear, is very good, and I hope they don't change at all with that kind of reputation.
Right.
Let's, Any more favorite brands, Craig?
You know, I'm not picky, although I have noticed that what's discounted, you know, we call Walmart the discounted chain store, which it is. Everything's discounted. And I have found clothing in there that is discounted because the seam didn't go, it gets sewed all the way up into the under the underarm or things like that. It was, you know, little things like that. And that was a big thing when we had Gemco, which was before Target.
Oh, yeah, Gemco. You had to be a member, right?
You had to be a member. It did have a grocery store. The grocery store was clear in the back of the store, so you had to actually walk through the front of the store to get to the grocery store. but, yeah, it's a... That's the way that the discount stores work. They take the seconds, as we call them. So,
well, the end has come for Two Fossils Talking.
That's right.
I'm John Potter. That's Craig. We'll talk to you again next Saturday, 9 to noon, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 11:58.